Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Town hall meetings continue to be held across the state to discuss proposed changes to Michigan's no-fault insurance law, even though the legislation appears to have stalled and will not be addressed at least until next year. But is this the calm before the storm? I'm joined by Laura Oppel, vice president of the Michigan Hospital Association and also a board member of the Coalition Protecting Auto No-Fault. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Thank you.
Now, I know there have been continuing town hall meetings, one held yesterday, although it does seem that the issue has been thoroughly discussed at this point. What kinds of reactions are you getting at these meetings?
Well, many times folks come away from those meetings with a deeper understanding of what it is our system currently provides. And in general, I think the reaction is that we have an excellent system. In fact, we like to refer to the Michigan system as best in class. And there are a lot of questions about just what we would gain by changing it in terms of, you know, what kind of savings might be available to people who are purchasing auto insurance and how those would compare to what we would lose if we were to change our system in terms of what people who are injured need and how we address those claims.
Are there those at the meetings that support this reform?
Not very many people who support the reforms tend to come to the town hall meetings. But I also think that usually when people learn about the topic, they're fairly readily convinced that we have a very good system as it stands. I think that the general population is not dissatisfied with our Michigan no-fault. So there's not a lot of folks out there that are, as far as I can tell, agitating for the change.
There were extensive meetings that the legislators held this fall to discuss this. The
yes.
legislation got voted out of committee. Then
yes.
what happened after that?
The bill came out of committee, I believe, October 15th. And since then, there was a lot of conversation, informal conversation, about what might be done to make the bill more acceptable to folks that support the current system. We did not hear anything that we saw was truly movement to protect the existing system, and we continued to advocate against the bill as it came out of committee. And there were not, we believe, the votes to move the bill in the Michigan House. We think that at least 60 House members do not favor the bill, would vote against the bill if it came up for a vote, and we were able to convince folks that that was the right way to go with the various alternatives that were being offered, which there weren't very many various alternatives. There were a few. They wanted to move around a few dollars here and there, but it was really an approach of essentially limiting the benefits very significantly for catastrophically injured people in the near future.
So at this point, lawmakers generally are not supporting this legislation. What are your concerns then? I mean, isn't this reform basically dead?
Actually, I kind of hope that it's not dead from the perspective of there are a number of things in healthcare where we're working towards improvement. And this is not specific to healthcare that is being reimbursed by Blue Cross Blue Shield or healthcare that somebody might be purchasing on their own or healthcare and other support that you need through your auto no-fault after you have an auto accident. We need to improve healthcare overall. We hear a lot about sometimes we have overutilization. Sometimes we don't get adequate access to care for people who need it. And I think there's probably some things to look at in the no-fault system, just like we're looking at it elsewhere in terms of making sure what we refer to at the MHA as achieving appropriateness of care, that everybody gets, you know, our goal in general, which, you know, some days we're very good at this and other days not so much, but our goal is people get the care that they need. They don't get too little care and they don't get too much. They get what's appropriate for their needs.
I'm talking to Laura Oppel. She's a vice president of the Michigan Hospital Association, also a board member of the Coalition Protecting Auto No-Fault. Insurance companies, though, ultimately want this no-fault law to be removed. What are they doing? How aggressively are they working within the state to get that done still?
Well, they've not actually been proponents of eliminating no-fault altogether, but it would be a very different limitation on the system as it currently stands, and a number of people who are injured annually in auto accidents would either have to switch to using a lawsuit to adjudicate the claims that they have because of their injuries, or they would end up being on Medicaid. And that's what we oppose. We oppose limiting the no-fault system so that it only takes care of those lower-level cases and puts us either back in the courts or expands Medicaid to deal with the rest of them. In both cases, we think that's an inappropriate answer to a system that is working very nicely using private sector companies to deliver the benefits that we need when people are injured in auto accidents, and spreads the cost among probably in the neighborhood of 700 million vehicles, which means that even if there are several catastrophically injured people, you spread that across 7 million different cars and trucks, and everybody only has to pay a tiny little bit. And if you're the one that's injured, you're really glad that they did.
Aren't we the only state, though, that has this kind of unlimited no-fault insurance now?
We are the only state that has a benefit that covers people for everything they need. And it's tempting, even those of us who support the system, it's very tempting for us to call it unlimited. But in fact, there are many things in our system that are unlimited. Medicaid coverage is unlimited. Medicare coverage is unlimited. Workers' compensation coverage is unlimited. But no fault is limited in the same way that those other things are, which is you only get what is reasonable and necessary. Are we the only state that does it this way for auto? Yes, I believe we are, but I'm not ashamed of that. In fact, I think we've got the smartest system. I think we've got the best system in terms of limiting lawsuits, and I like to refer to us as being best in class. We figured out the right way to do this. I'd like other people to copy us. I'm not sure why they don't, but I'm sure glad we have it here.
Insurance companies say the reason that so many other states have changed their systems is because the one we have is simply not sustainable in the long run. It's too costly for them. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that if we allow costs to get out of hand, that could be true. Other states did not do as good a job of balancing between lawsuits and first-party benefits, where, as under no fault, your own insurer pays for the cost of your claims when you have the accident. So other states kind of allowed there to be both the claims payment and the lawsuits all at the same time. That was very expensive. That put their systems out of balance. They curtailed them, but they didn't build up the no fault and end the lawsuits. They tended to let it revert back to using lawsuits. We did a much better job of balancing our system up front, and that's why we haven't had those problems. I agree that in some sectors, costs seem to be growing faster than the rate of medical inflation. Those are exactly the places I think we need to take a look at the definitions of what is appropriate care, take a look at what's evidence-based, make sure that we're not letting these costs grow out of control inappropriately.
Last time you were on the program, you said insurance companies were not willing to share their financial details to confirm the need for this reform. Is that still the case? Do we not know exactly how much money the insurance companies are making or losing here?
The area where I think a lot of people are looking for more details is we do use something called the MCCA, or Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, to fund all of the injured person's claims over $500,000. And they have argued, the auto insurers, that that fund is out of balance and could go broke in the near term, although I think they would say that that is not possible in the next 6 months or even 3 years. But in the long term, or in the near long term, that, you know, that fund might be in trouble and they would have to raise premiums and all of that. They have been very loath to share information about how many people are reserved for in that fund, what the size of those reserves are for the people that are covered, where the costs are growing in particular. And some of these details about just exactly what the assumptions are that say to them, you know, 3, 4, 5 years from now, this fund could really be in trouble. No, we've continued to ask those questions, and they continue to defer or to decline to answer.
Finally, do you expect reform efforts to our no-fault insurance law to continue next year and maybe new legislation to come up to maybe approach it differently?
I don't know about new legislation to approach it differently. That's certainly always a possibility. But the bill that's on the House floor, you know, that remains alive and well. It can linger there until this time next year. So It can always be substituted with a new version if they don't want to try and get something out of committee again. So I think we'll continue this conversation. I look forward to continuing the conversation because I do think there are places we can work together to strengthen our system and protect it going forward. But we're a long ways from that compared to what the legislation is that's on the House calendar right now.
Laura Oppel, Vice President of the Michigan Hospital Association, also a board member of the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. Laura, thank you very much for joining me.
Certainly.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.